Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. It's day two in Tampa Bay, and Thursday morning kicked off with a very interesting press conference by head coach Bill Belichick. He talked about this week's joint practices with the Buccaneers, Pepper Johnson, and also how his relationship with college coaches like Greg Schiano when he was at Rutgers has helped the Patriots acquire some key talent. All that and more in Belichick's Thursday press conference.
That was a good day for us yesterday. I think we really got a lot done. We improved our team. Saw a lot of things out there that we haven't seen. And, of course, competing against another team is good for us. So we spent a lot of time last night going over the film with the players as a staff as part of, you know, critiquing ourselves as coaches, what we need to do better. And then also the players, you know, how they competed against each other and the different matchups that we saw in practice yesterday and so forth. So spoke with Coach Schiano. We have some things planned for today that we want to try to get accomplished. And I'm sure we'll have another good day out there. But the Bucs are great to work with. The facilities here are outstanding. Their staff and players have been very cooperative. It's been very competitive, but at the same time, you know, mutually beneficial. And we're getting a lot out of it. So hopefully we'll have another good day out there today.
Coach, what was your team's evaluation of running back Doug Martin coming out of the draft this year? Did you have one? I'm assuming you did. He was high draft pick.
Yeah, of course. Well, we saw all the players. Yeah. Outstanding player. Does a lot of things well. You know, can run, catch. He's good in the passing game, good in the running game. Guys, you know, value on all downs. Solid kid, you know, hardworking kid.
Today's regimen going to be different, though, than
yesterday's? Well, it's the day before the game, so we'll tempo it down a little bit. But we have some, you know, specific situations that we want to get covered, offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game. A little more emphasis on those today than yesterday. Yesterday was more kind of the core stuff, you know, first, second, third down. Today we'll talk about some work on some specific situation, end of game things. Kicking situations that, you know, might only come up once or twice a season, but, you know, we work against those things against each other, but we know what we do, and then kind of we know what we do. So if you work against another team, you see a different play or a different defense or a different punt rush or, you know, whatever it is. And so it just, you know, makes you be better prepared for those situations whenever they come up because they're so critical when they do happen.
Mm-hmm. I know it's just one day, but how did you think Demps fared in his first practice?
Like his first practice. It's a long way to go.
Bill, you've done these joint practices several times at least. Greg talked about how, you know, you don't want to do them with just anybody. It has to be someone you have a good relationship with and there's trust between you. What are some of the criteria that kind of go into that, just loosely speaking?
Well, I'd say just the number one thing is it's not really about, you know, like beating somebody in practice. It's about working with somebody and getting better. So, you know, we're not here to try to, you know, win a drill or, you know, trick Tampa on something that's not the point of it. The point of it is to work on what we want to work on and work on what they're working on so that we can become better. And when we walk off the field, we're a better team than we were when we walked on it. And that's the way we practice against each other is we compete against each other, but we compete in a way that we can improve each other, not get guys hurt, not have a bunch of piles, not, you know, fight and, you know, get all caught up in the, did he gain 5 yards? Did he gain 2 yards? Did we sack the quarterback? Did we not sack the quarterback? You know, we pull off, we don't hit the quarterback. We don't, you know, hit guys that are, you know, the same way we wouldn't hit them in our guys in practice. We take care of each other, but we work hard, and, you know, we set up the drills so that they're fair competitive drills. It's not tilted one way or the other, so that you can, you know, have an equal competition, an equal evaluation. And, you know, we made some plays out there, they made some plays out there, and both teams can learn from both those situations. But it's not about going out there and, like, winning the practice. It's about going out there and improving your team and making sure that when the players are on the field, they're kind of comparable levels too, that, you know, we want our, you know, we want to compete with, you know, both, athletically and also schematically with players that are, you know, they're experienced players and that are the best players. And at the same time, our younger guys and some of our less experienced guys just aren't ready to handle some of the things that, but they should compete against, you know, simpler plays, simpler formations, you know, where we just, you know, they could do something formation-wise or blitz-wise that we just aren't ready to handle with that group of players. And so, you know, what good is that? That we're not ready for it. And so, okay, they did it because we're not ready for it. Well, that you know, so we want to try to compete on an equal level and let the players play. And then as they develop and grow, then obviously, you know, they'll be able to move to that higher level. But you got to evaluate them on what they know how to do first. So, you know, a lot of things like that go into it. It's just, again, working together. And not just Greg, but, I mean, the entire staff has been great to work with. You know, the assistant coaches and the coordinators working together and so forth. That we've tried to create game-like situations, but structured in a way that, you know, we know what we're doing. We can get the right people on the field. We can, you know, be competitive with each other and not get into a situation where we're just somebody's overmatched or undermatched.
Bill, do you plan on not running the first teamer so much today, considering you have a game tomorrow on the stretch you're on?
We've got practice structured in a way, just like yesterday, where that, you know, everybody participates. And I think that each group that's out there will benefit from whatever it is they're doing. So we've tried to structure it that way. It's everybody's going to be involved in the practice, and hopefully everybody will improve from the snaps that they get out there.
How would you assess the conditioning of the team, conditioning level?
You know, even though it wasn't that warm yesterday, it was humid. It's probably a little warmer than what we've been used to, so it was good for us to experience that. And I'd say, you know, we have a ways to go. Not just in our cardiovascular conditioning, but just in our football conditioning. So, you know, honestly, we probably won't be there until, you know, somewhere in October. But, you know, we keep getting better at it all the time and work on a regular basis. You know, it's a fine line there. You know, you don't want to have a tired team that's worn out so that you're not productive in practice. But at the same time, you want to, you know, push a little bit harder to, you know, keep getting your team into better condition. And sometimes that's hard because you have more depth at one position than another. And so, you know, it's not always equally distributed. But, you know, do the best we can on that. But I think it was a good day for us conditioning-wise. And I think Friday night will be another good day for us conditioning-wise, where we'll improve our conditioning as well as improve some of the football things that we're working on. Mm-hmm.
Is that when a team typically peaks conditioning-wise, October?
Well, I think, you know, when we talk about people being in midseason form, I think that's, you know, it's a cliche, but it's true. You know, in a lot of ways, you know, once you've played, you know, 6, 8, 10 games, including preseason, you know, then you're mentally in that quick reactive mode for 60 minutes. You're physically in it. Your timing is, you know, such that you've been doing it against a lot of different situations that it's, you know, it should be at a better level than it was like the first couple weeks, that type of thing. So, you know, all those things, yeah, I'd say somewhere in that neighborhood. You know, I mean, nobody's gonna, there's not one player in the league that's gonna have played, you know, 60 minutes of a preseason game. Or, I mean, certainly will be one on our team, let's put it that way. I don't know about anybody else's. So for them to be ready to play 60 minutes on opening day, you know, some of them will do it, but 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 games into the season, you know, it'll be a different story, you know, for us and basically for everybody else. So, you know, it's a process. And I don't really know how you can shortcut that process. You know, I don't know how you can walk into camp and say, okay, you know, everybody's ready to play. I just don't think that's, I mean, yeah, you could go out there, but I don't know what that would look like. And I think there are some definitely concerns relative to the athletes. So it's, you know, it's a steady process.
Speaking to an ownership group or a general manager about a potential coaching candidate or a vacancy that they have, how unusual is that for you, like you did with Greg Schiano? How unusual is that?
I've had people call me over the course of my career. And I would just, you know, those conversations are, you know, personal, they're private, and you know, what's said and all that. I just don't, you know, feel comfortable sharing that with other people who have called. You know, I respect their privacy. But I'd say it's not, you know, I've done it before. It's certainly not, it's not like every job that comes open, you know, but from time to time. Certainly if I know the person, you know, that's, I mean, if you don't know the person or you haven't worked with them, or, you know, you don't have a good relationship with them or a long relationship with them, it's hard to, it would be hard to recommend anybody. Not that they're not a great coach. It's just you haven't had that personal interaction, so.
But you said before that one of the things Greg Schiano did at Rutgers was that players that were NFL ready, those that were drafted into the league or came in as undrafted free agents, so he had players that ready for the league. What did he do there that made them NFL ready? What was different about his program than some others?
Well, I mean, I couldn't tell you that exactly because I was never there in his program, but I would just say that he's had a lot of players that have come into the National Football League, whether they were drafted or undrafted, whatever it was, but a lot of those players play in the National Football League. You know, a lot of teams, other colleges have, you know, X number of guys in the league, but only a fraction of those actually stay and, you know, last in the league as professional players. So I think, you know, to me what that showed was that if the player had enough talent, that that Coach Schiano had the player ready to go to the National Football League. If he didn't have enough talent, then, you know, he didn't have enough talent. But the players that got that opportunity and got that far, there's a very high number of them that are still in the league, you know, on a percentage basis. So I think that speaks a lot to the program and the preparation and how exactly they did it. I mean, you should ask him that. He would know better than I would. But I think the professionalism that I've experienced with those players, like some of the ones we've had on our team, Devin, Underwood, you know, Silvestro last year, guys like that, they come to work. They're ready to practice every day. They're ready to work. They're prepared in meetings. They're in good condition. Football is important to them. They're not looking to cut any corners. They're trying to do their job and usually a little bit extra. And I would say that's been kind of the common theme of those players that I've worked with or that we've even scouted coming out of Rutgers, like Johnson, who's here, guys like that, that, you know, those guys are guys that do extra. They work hard. They're tough. Football is important to them. And, you know, that's why they last as long as they do.
Johnson has been with you since you became coach in 2000. What does he bring to the staff, and how has his role evolved now with a new working with a new group this year?
Well, I mean, you know, Pepper's worked with the linebackers before, but I'd say the big thing with Pepper is, unlike you know, really anybody else on the staff, he's actually played in our system, and so I've coached the way I've coached at the Giants and at Cleveland and New York and so forth, but he's actually played it. And I think there's something to be said for that, and there's certainly a perspective as a player who's played in the system relative to a coach, even though I've coached it a long time. You know, he has a perspective of playing in it that I just don't have, or our other coaches don't have, you know, Matt Patricia or, you know, Pat or Brian Flory, you know, any of those guys. It's nothing against, you know, it's just different. And you know, Brian Cox is kind of the, you know, this, I mean, there's something to be said for a player who's played the game, particularly played the system that you're coaching, and then can coach it. There's, you know, he has a perspective on it that as a coach, having never played it, I just can't give, you know. And they can talk about, hey, you know, when you're out there in this situation, here's what you're thinking about, or look, the coach is telling you to do A, B, and C, but really, this is what you got to really worry about, C. I mean, A and B, yeah, but, you know, forget about those. Let's make sure we get this one right. That's, you know, things like that, you know, things that happen in the game. And they talk to our players. Pepper, you know, talks to our team, not just the defensive players or the linebackers, but our whole team about that, you know, from time to time, about just, you know, what it's like, especially the rookies, you know, what it's like to play in a preseason game, what it's like to play in an NFL game, the difference between NFL and college football, what the adjustment was for him, what he's seen from other players that he's coached in that experience, you know, what things to expect, what's different about a pro game than a college game, things like that, that I think helps them make their transition. So, you know, he brings a lot of that to us.
Coach, you have players on your roster from the University of Florida. Do you believe that there's just a strong pedigree there and they translate well into an NFL player? It's just coincidental.
Well, I think that at that particular, I mean, first of all, obviously, Florida has a lot of good football players. It's a great football state. The University of Florida has, you know, has great athletes and great players at their school, as do, you know, a lot of the other Florida schools. But, you know, I had a good relationship with Coach Meyer, as I do with Coach Muschamp. And so, you know, maybe we had a little more insight or opportunity to evaluate or whatever, and we felt like those particular players that we drafted there fit our system and what we were doing. Now, you know, not everybody worked out. Some worked out better than others, but that particular class, the, you know, the Cunningham, Spikes, you know, Tebow, Hernandez, Harvin the year before that, Nelson, the receiver, Cooper, you know, those guys in those couple of years there, for whatever reason, just, you know, he asked me to speak at a clinic. You know, I was there. Charlie was there last year. So I just had a little more opportunity to interact with those players in that school, and they were available at the particular times we were drafting and so forth. So, it, you know, some of it was coincidence. Some of it was, you know, maybe a little more homework. And, you know, like a player like Aaron Hernandez that, you know, talent-wise obviously should have been drafted a little higher than what he was. But, you know, we were comfortable with Aaron and taking him at the time we did. And, you know, and that's worked out pretty well for us. So sometimes that little bit of extra getting to know the player and the person and so forth, you know, can come into play. I mean, you never know in the draft process. You just never know how it's going to go. But certainly coincidence is a part of it. Demps, I mean, we didn't really – I mean, the guy's running track. So the way it turned out this year was – I'd say a lot of that was coincidence. It wasn't, you know, that big of a plan. But we're happy we have the opportunity to work with Jeff, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. Okay, thank you.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.